2014 may well be remembered as the year of the virus. Prior to the focus on Ebola in Texas, the country's healthcare systems were concerned with a nationwide outbreak of enterovirus D68, or EVD68, which primarily targets children. According to the Centers for Disease Control, from mid-August to October 22, 2014, CDC or state public health laboratories confirmed a total of 941 people in 46 states and the District of Columbia with respiratory illness caused by EVD68. Oklahoma was among those confirmed cases of EVD68 infections. What does this mean for the state and its Native American population? I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. Dr. Anushka Kenra is one of the pediatric physicians at the Oklahoma City Indian Health Clinic. Kenra says the enterovirus at first can look like a common cold.
If people exhibit signs like fever, runny nose, cough, excessive tiredness, these are all symptoms of the virus. And unfortunately, there's no clear treatment for it, but we do have ways that you can prevent spreading the virus.
Kenra said the Oklahoma City Indian Clinic has seen a few cases and that the virus is prevalent in Oklahoma right now. She offers these tips for lessening you and your child's risk of contracting the virus.
It's really important with any virus to wash your hands frequently and thoroughly. You want to make sure that you don't transfer the virus to others or to catch it yourself. Avoid touching your eyes, your nose, or your mouth when you haven't washed your hands. And then you always want to avoid close contact with people who are sick. So try not to eat or drink after one another. And keeping your home and your work environment clean, so using sanitizing spray or wipes to clean frequently. And, of course, watch for symptoms. If you have any symptoms of the cold, definitely go in and see your physician.
Kenra said some Native children could be at greater risk in certain areas of the state.
Of course, there are different areas or pockets in Oklahoma that do have more Native Americans. So if there are some Native Americans who have been infected, it may be easier to spread the virus to one another. So we just really want to make sure our kids are safe and are brought to the pediatrician if they have any concerning symptoms.
Kenra said besides viral infections, Native children's number one health problem is childhood obesity and diabetes.
Well, like the general population, we really do have to deal with kiddos being pre-diabetic and obese. Unfortunately, these days, we don't always have the best diet and exercise habits. So we really try to push here at the Oklahoma City Indian Clinic, exercising about 1 hour per day, and to make sure you're getting plenty of fruits and vegetables, as well as water, and minimizing the amount of soda and junk food that we take in per week.
That was Dr. Anushka Kenra from the Oklahoma City Indian Clinic, recommending better hygiene to keep viruses at bay.